about the cost of operations of the passenger service. In fact, we believed they were losing money even in those days, but we called it cross-subsidization from the freight to the passenger. But it wasn't a big issue because the passenger revenues were very high and it did contribute some cash. Having said that, in the late 50s and all through the 60s, the interstate freeway system was constructed. And in that time, the trucks found out that they were able to divert some of the most important commodities that Southern Pacific hauled. For example, lumber, which is 20 or 30% of our business then, was diverted to trucks. And perishables, which is lettuce and strawberries and all the other commodities from the Salinas Valley, they were diverted to trucks. So with this loss of revenue, we began to look around and found out that the passenger trains were taking an enormous amount of cash to operate. And that was the beginning of the program to eliminate the passenger trains.